Coming up on Sunday, January 13th, a 2 o'clock performance at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. It will be an interesting program. It's called Unconditional Surrender, a visit with Ulysses S. Grant. And Pete Grady will be performing as Ulysses S. Grant. Should be an interesting show for folks to enjoy. And we have Pete on the line here today. Pete, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for calling, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and I'm looking forward to coming down to Greenfield.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the, let's talk about you first. What is your interest in Ulysses S. Grant? How did this ever pique your interest enough to put together a program?
Well, there's really three different areas. One is that I've always been interested in history in general and the Civil War in particular. I've done an awful lot of theater in my day. And finally, unfortunately for Ulysses S. Grant, I look an awful lot like him. Those three things came together. And I was able to put together a one-man show and really not wear that much makeup. So the poor fellow looks like me, and so as a result, I'm trying to cash in on his looks and mine, I guess.
Well, when we think about these types of shows, I suppose the first thing that comes to mind is it's a guy standing on stage talking to us, but that's not what this is like. You've got a lot more involved.
Yeah, one of the things is that I had to learn an awful lot to write the show. And by learning an awful lot, you develop a real fondness for the person that you're working about. And as a consequence, I've changed some of my views about how history, I don't know if how history works, but what is and is not important in American history. So it's been a real learning experience, and it's been an experience that fortunately I've been able to work on for quite a while. I've been doing the show now for over 5 years and have done almost 100 performances now around the state and in a few other venues around the country.
Well, it looks like you incorporate a lot of other media into the show as well. It's not just a speech. It's a lot of interactive work.
Yeah. You've been to programs where someone puts a PowerPoint up behind them and talks about what's on the slide. Well, there is a PowerPoint that goes with this, but it's a PowerPoint that I, as the actor, can't see. The audience sees it. And it shows cartoons, and it shows photographs of the important events and people in Grant's life. And then at the very beginning of the show, there is some music, which is my two youngest daughters singing. And then at the very end of the show, there's also some music. They're singing the Battle Cry of Freedom, which was an anthem of the Union Army during the Civil War. So yeah, I hope it's something that people will be able to get both a visual and an oral sense, and that they'll walk out knowing some things that they didn't know before, and then maybe they'll be a little surprised that they've actually enjoyed a little bit of a history lesson.
If only school were like that, huh?
Well, people have told me that. Yes, I had one person characterize this. I found this really interesting. He called it a performance lecture in the sense that you're going to learn a lot of information about Grant. You're going to learn some information about the state of Iowa. You're going to learn some information about Reconstruction. You're going to learn some things about the Civil War. But it's all done from the first-person point of view of Ulysses S. Grant, and it's done with what I hope is an actor's sensibility. In other words, there will be times when I hope that you forget that it's Pete Grady in front of you, and you think maybe Ulysses S. Grant has come back to life for a little bit. That's one of the things you always want to do as an actor. But the show also really tries to teach some things, to talk about some things that I think are important about his life, and I think are important about the history of the United States, and are important about the history of Iowa.
Well, Ulysses S. Grant, through his work in the service and, of course, his work as a politician as well, we all have somewhat of a working knowledge. He was He was a pretty dramatic fella that a lot of folks seem to know something about. Is it difficult to fill in the gaps? Do folks have an interest because they already know a little bit about him as they walk into the show?
Well, you know, it's one thing to know a little bit about somebody, but there's some things about Grant that not too many people really know about, and the main thing is that he was bankrupt, had lost all of his money in a scheme where his money was stolen from him by a business partner. And so, and then he was diagnosed with cancer, and so the last year of his life he was dying, but while he was dying, he was trying to write his autobiography so that his family would have money to survive after his death. And so what you're going to hear is the story told from the point of view of an old man who's looking back over his life, trying to figure out those things that are important, those things that are lasting, and hopefully it'll be received in a very personal way by the audience. In other words, this is an old man who is trying to make sense out of his life and make sense out of the amazing events that he's seen in his life through the history that he's lived. So people know a little bit about Grant. And there have been, oh gosh, in the last 5 years, there's been at least 4 really good biographies of him written. But the main thing that I work from is his own autobiography. He, in the last year of his life, he sat down and wrote an autobiography. And he told his story. And what I'm trying to do is tell his story through his autobiography.
And that's been one of the better-selling history books.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's never been out of print. Never been out of print. It is considered, well, Mark Twain compared it to the histories of the Punic Wars by, I believe it was the Punic Wars, I'm not certain, by Julius Caesar. But then again, Mark Twain had an interest in it because he was the publisher and wanted to sell some books.
Well, there's that.
Mark Twain shows up in the show. I talk about Mark Twain a little bit. I talk about some folks from the state of Iowa that are important. I talk about counties in Iowa. I talk about Iowa and contributions to various battles. Talk about his failure in the civilian life, his attempt to make a living as a farmer, his attempt to make a living as a real estate salesman, his attempt to put food on the table, and his real difficulty in ever learning much of anything about business. And when he was finally, after his presidency, when he finally thought he had, you know, a financial future cemented, then his business partner just stole him blind and left him bankrupt within a year of his death. So there's a very interesting and I think touching personal story that needs to be told about Grant. Grant is more than somebody that drinks and smokes cigars. And when you were saying that everybody knows a little bit about Grant, I think if you boil it down, those two items are about the sum total of what an awful lot of people know. And there's so much more.
Absolutely.
And that's what I try to get into.
Yeah, and that's what you want people to walk away with, is a greater knowledge, understanding of the person behind the persona.
Right, and have a good time, too. Hopefully, people will find some things to laugh at and some things to shake their head at and some things to say, I didn't know that. And hopefully, people will walk away from this thinking, I learned something today. This was an important experience for me. This is something that I'll be able to tell my kids about.
You bet. And performed in a way that draws the crowd in.
I certainly hope so. Every actor wants to be able to say that.
You bet.
But every actor is always his or her best critic. So
that's very true. Unconditional.
We'll wait for folks like you who see it to say whether I'm successful.
There you go. Unconditional Surrender, A Visit with Ulysses S. Grant is the name of the performance. It's Sunday, January 13th. It's a 2 p.m. performance at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children 12 and under. Bring the kids along. They'll get a kick out of that little bit of history as well. You can get your tickets at Ed and Eva's. You can get them online at warrenculturalcenter.com. You can also give them a shout if you like on the telephone, and they'd be happy to get you hooked up. The Warren Cultural Center putting on some great performances, and a lot of these performances with an Iowa flair as well. We appreciate all the good hard work they do to put on some great shows. And Pete Grady, we hope you have one of those great shows coming up here on Sunday the 13th. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you. I look forward to coming down there, and I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. Thank you, Jim.